From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The slow, careful process of bringing up the remaining miners trapped underground in Chile is past the halfway point. 18 miners are now out. Another 15 are still waiting to be pulled to safety. Richard Reynolds reports families, as well as those who've been monitoring events around the world, are celebrating the near end of a more than two-month-long ordeal.
Even early this morning, families were still anxious that something might go wrong with the rescue. But so far, things have gone without a hitch and faster than expected. One by one, the miners emerged to be greeted by family members weeping with joy. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera is also there to greet them. Most of the families have spent the entire 10 weeks in a makeshift encampment called Camp Hope. The crowd regularly erupts with cries of Viva Chile and the traditional Chi 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 Le Le Le. Piñera says he believes Operation San Lorenzo, named after the patron saint of miners, will be complete by the end of the day. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds at the San Jose Mine.
President Obama is among those watching the miners' rescue from afar. He calls it truly inspirational. His spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president watched some of the operation on television. Gibbs also says Mr. Obama hopes to reach out to the directors of some of the American operators assisting in the rescue. In Pristina, Kosovo today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stopped at a 12-foot-tall gold statue of her husband and encouraged future peace talks between ethnic Serbs and the Albanian majority. It's been more than a decade since the ethnic cleansing against Serbs, and many credit former President Bill Clinton with helping Kosovo gain independence. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the secretary was welcomed warmly by thousands of residents.
Kosovo's been independent now from Serbia for 2 years, and the U.S. is among the countries that recognizes that. So she came here sort of to show her support for what she called this long journey to independence. It was over a decade ago that NATO, when Bill Clinton was president, bombed Serbia to stop an ethnic cleansing campaign against Kosovar Albanians. So she was pretty much seen as a hero here.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting from Pristina. Some college students are spending the day at the White House. President Obama is talking to them about what they've received from the $2,500 tuition tax credit. He wants to make the credit permanent, and he is using this day to press Congress on this issue. The American Opportunity Tax Credit was part of the more than $800 billion economic stimulus plan the president signed early last year. We've been seeing significant gains in U.S. stocks today. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 118 points at 11,138. NASDAQ Composite Index up 32 at 2,450. This is NPR News. 2 months before the election, religious believers are leaning Republican, even though the population as a whole is leaning Democratic. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, a new survey by Public Religion Research Institute also finds that there is a significant generation gap on political and social issues.
47% of the people surveyed say they favor the Democratic candidate in their district versus the 43% who say they're leaning Republican. But across nearly every religious group, support for Democratic candidates has fallen since 2008. That's particularly true for white Catholics and mainline Protestants. White evangelicals continue to have strong ties with the Republican Party. The poll also found a generation gap. Nearly two-thirds of adults under 30 favor allowing gay men and lesbians to adopt children. Only 35% of people over 65 do. One-third of young people say they have no religious affiliation. By contrast, 90% of older people subscribe to a particular religion. And older people are twice as likely to say America is or has been a Christian nation. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Forecasters say Hurricane Paula is expected to weaken slightly as it moves to the northeast. On course, it would carry it into western Cuba, possibly by tonight or early tomorrow. Authorities in Cuba are warning people in parts of that country to watch for heavy rains and floods. The storm moved east of the Mexican resort of Cancun earlier today. Dow continues to rise. At last check, it was up 122 points at 11,143. This is NPR.
Support for NPR.